The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers on Madani channel of our series Path to Success. And today's topic is regarding siblings, brothers and sisters, and in particular looking at the key roles that siblings have within our society. How important it is for the siblings to fulfill their roles so that the society and firstly our homes so that they can flourish. So let us commence by mentioning a virtue of reciting peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin khamsina marratan safahtuhu yawm al-qiyamah." Translating to, "Whoever sends salat upon me 50 times in a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A huge blessing, my dear viewers of Madani channel, for the one who takes out time within his day to send peace and blessings, a prayer of blessings and peace and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, today we have Alhamdulillah Shahid Bhai and Iftikhar Bhai with us, and we will be blessed to take their Madani pearls, and hopefully we will learn something from their Madani pearls today. So we will commence with a kalam and a supplication, and in order so that we may be called to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala Muhammadin. Bula lo phir mujhe Shah-e-Bahr-o-Bar Madine mein bula lo phir mujhe Shah-e-Bahr-o-Bar Madine
Amen. سعادت دے تیرے
قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کر مدینے میں. مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا, مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے سرور مدینے میں. بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر, مدینے میں پھر روتا ہوا مدینے میں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ, dear viewers of Madani channel, today's topic, the key roles of siblings. So as we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this nizam, this system within the world, that alhamdulillah we have different types of relationships. We meet different types of people, and many, it may seem that we may have known them for a very long time, even though it's the first meeting. And there are some people in our lives who are with us right from childhood. And no doubt, these are our brothers and sisters. Now, in Islam, what does Islam say regarding maintaining our ties with our family members, especially our blood brothers and sisters? And then, what does Islam tell us on how we should treat them? What are the roles if we are an elder brother? What is our role for our younger siblings? If we are an elder sister, what is our role for our younger siblings? And if we are younger in age to our brothers and sisters, then how should we also behave? How should we treat our loved ones and family members? So dear viewers of Madani channel, stay tuned to this program, inshallah. We will learn a lot, and I pray that Allah gives us the ability to act upon these Madani pearls as well. So we'll start off with Shahid Bhai. Shahid Bhai, how would you like to introduce this beautiful topic of siblings?
MashaAllah, beloved, first of all, a very important topic and very touching topic as well, I would say, is because many people in this day and age, with regards to siblings and the way we should be with our siblings, we're not that way in this day and age. But if I start off with the saying of the best of creation, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam states that the best of you are those whom are best to their families, and I am the best amongst you to my family. So we just look at that aspect, Blabai. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that the best of you is the one who is best to their families. And amongst families, we are talking about siblings, brothers, sisters, whether older or younger. And it's important that we have that element of relationship with one another in every aspect. When, Blabai, inside, when you're desperate for friends, you're always unsatisfied, in an unsatisfied state as to who you can truly trust to be a friend, to be there for you as a friend. And usually these friends may be there for a certain duration, and after that they're gone. Even though you do not fully rely on these friends all the time, but we have to understand that your family is your blood bond. You can choose friends, you can't choose family. Your family is your family. Never mind what anyone else says, your family is there for you all the time, through thin and thick, through hot and cold. If everyone else hates you for whatever the reason may be, your family is there for you at all times. Whether it's middle of the night, whether it's early hours, whatever it is. Families is that relationship with brothers and sisters. Some people have a close connection with their older brother or an older sister or a younger brother. And you may not have a close connection with every member of your siblings, but there are certain members of your siblings that you will have a close connection with. But beloved, in this day and age, there's a bit of a breakdown of that relationship with siblings. Our relationship is such with our siblings that if there's a bit of a disagreement over a trivial matter, we tend to distance ourselves away from our siblings. Mm. And it's quite common in this day and age. People stop talking to their siblings, stop meeting them, and they rather give priority to other people rather than their own siblings. And even if their siblings have walked past them or come to the house, because of the misunderstanding between the two, they have fallen out, mm. and then they cause each other griefs and problems.
Same.
Whereas siblings are that relationship is so, it should be so tight. If you fold your hand like this, all five fingers, it should be like this in a fist,
yeah.
rather than destroying it. If we look at the relationship of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the way their brothers were and what they did to them, but Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam forgave their brothers and he embraced them, you know, with love and care. With our situation, Bilalbhai, if our brother or sister does something, we are quick at pointing fingers. Not only pointing fingers at them, but yet we will start telling other relatives that my brother has done this to me and my sister has done this to me,
mm.
and start gossiping around. Rather than keeping a situation within the family home, people tend to start talking around and telling the weak points of your own sibling to others. No matter how much you tell another person, are they really going to feel the pain what your brother and sister feels for you?
Mm.
They won't, because there's no blood connection between you and the other person you're telling your fallout between your sibling to that person.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is going to feel the pain is your brother and sister who you're talking about. If you have injured yourself or hurt yourself in any aspect, your brother, sister, regardless whether you have distance away from them, they will still feel the pain of your injury or whatever you've sustained.
Gee.
They will still feel the pain that you are hospitalized, whatever the reason may be, or whatever difficulty you may be going through. A third person won't do that. So therefore, it's important that we keep our relationship with our siblings at a close net. And we respect our elder brothers and sisters as well as youngers. Respect falls in both ways, Bilalbhai. It's not that if you respect your older brother and he disrespects you, it shouldn't be like that. An older one should respect his younger one, and the younger one should respect his older one as well.
Yeah.
And that's how the family ties are in amongst brothers and sisters. And once you have that respect amongst each other, then that love with one another stays tight as well.
Mm.
Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss further points on these as well.
MashaAllah, very good points and a very good preface you have laid out for us. That in Islam, there are many different relationships which are given the importance. But one I tend to think that's overlooked is the relation of siblings. Because even in a worldly aspect, if a person has his brothers with him, you know, people don't tend to go towards that person in a harmful manner, mm. because they know that he has support. This is how it should be with the brothers. This hand, and when it comes with the sisters, it should be the same thing as well. But unfortunately today, we are living in a selfish society. Everybody's out for themselves, and we are forgetting these principles, these teachings of Islam. So moving to Iftikhar Bhai, how would you like to bring about this topic, the siblings, and especially the key roles of siblings?
MashaAllah, Shahid Bhai has mentioned some very beautiful points. And if you look at our siblings, those brothers and sisters that we are blessed with, then we will grow up, and if they are similar age to you, there's not too much age difference, maybe 3 years, 4 years here and there. Same brothers and sisters that you probably fight, punch, kick, mm-hmm. 5-6 times in a day, you fall out, but you're still sitting together, playing together afterwards. As the relationship grows, like you mentioned, if you know, if anybody knows you got an older brother in high school, how you walk in with confidence, that you got somebody there to look after you, somebody there to protect you, somebody there to guide you, and maybe somebody that hasn't got a brother, worried, there's nobody there for me. So your brother's there, your sisters are there to help and support you. Now, as you're growing up, you're coming into your teenage years. Now, when you fall out, it's not going to be after an hour you make up. Maybe it's going to take a few days. Mm. And that same relationship, if it continues, now you're married. Now you're younger, you're slapping your brother around. Now try doing it. Now he's a married man. It's not going to be the same. So as you're growing up, as time changes, the relationship changes. It becomes a little bit more delicate.
Yeah.
It becomes delicate. And what you say, what you said 10 years ago, you try saying that to him now. Or you try doing something to him that you've done 15 years ago, you do it now, it's going to totally break the relationship. So you have to be very careful. As the time period starts to progress, that relationship becomes a little bit more delicate. His family, he's got family now, he's a family man, he's an educated man. Whereas before, what he used to say and do with him was totally different. Same with the sisters. Sister used to play, fall out, used to then talk again, and then everything. My sisters are married, they're going to their own house. Now how you go see them, how you speak with them, in which mannerism you do that, is totally different. So this is why, as you grow up, and we're speaking of siblings when you're older now. So we're not talking when you're young. When you're young, it's totally different. It's enjoyable, you do lots of things together. You've got lots of memories together. You've been through pain together, difficulties together. You went to school together. You've done all these things, but now you've grown up. Now you're a little bit further apart. So what happens is, it's not a negative, you look at it as a positive. Mm-hmm. Now when you go to see each other, it's that valuable time. It's that bond and those memories that you got with each other when you used to do things together. Now when you sit together, you should value that time and appreciate that time. Mm-hmm. It's mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ has said, the deeds of people are presented to Allah Almighty on Monday and Thursday. So Allah forgives everyone except those who bear enmity towards one another and break off relations with their relatives. So everybody's forgiven. But those that break off ties, relatives are your brothers and sisters. Mm. The Prophet ﷺ has said, the one who breaks off relationships will not enter Jannah. Mm. Today, it's been mentioned by Shahid Bhai over very small, trivial matters. Yeah. We don't speak to our brother. If we know many situations where brother hasn't spoken for 30 years, over what? Mm. Over somebody building a wall? Over not being invited to a wedding, over not being invited to a graduate. And a lot of the time it's misunderstanding. If you go and speak to them, they'll say, no, I wasn't even thinking that. I never even said that. It wasn't even that case. And you've missed out speaking to your brother, that same brother that you used to go to school with. He hasn't changed all of a sudden. He's going to be the similar person. But your misconception, misinformation has made you go away. And another thing, if we look at, is that if we look at the situation of Habil and Qabil, that how jealousy starts to grow amongst us as well.
Allah.
We used to be happy for each other. We were brothers, used to be happy for each other. Brother and sister, happy for each other. You graduate, be happy at your graduation. You do well at school, you made the team, cricket team, whatever, they're cheering you on, you do well. But now, why is the jealousy come in?
Allah.
Why is this starting to take place that my son has to be better than your son? Why can't both of them do well? Why can't we look at Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah? Both of them used to be happy for each other. Both of them used to work together. So your son and your nephew or your nephews, all of them are your children in a way. Be happy for all of them. Not just that my son has to beat him. And if my grades are better than him, we're outdoing them. And we compete, and there's a beautiful clip on Madani channel or social media not long ago. There was an individual who was running and he saw a man in front of him. He was also jogging. He thought, I need to overtake that individual. He's competing with me. He started to speed and race, and when he got past him, he looked back at him. In fact, the individual had no clue that there's a person behind trying to go in front of me. He just in his own way jogging along. But this man thinking, I need to compete. And that's what we're doing. Hmm. We're thinking our brother's competing with us, our sister's competing, when they have got no intention of competing with us. Then it's mentioned, you mentioned the elder brother. It was once mentioned that Sayyidina Jarir bin Hazim alayhi rahmah had a dream. And his dream, he saw in his dream that his head was in his hands.
Allah.
And he was very worried and concerned as to what this dream was. He went to the famous Tabi saint, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Sirin alayhi rahmah, and he said, can you tell me the interpretation of this dream? He asked him, are your parents alive? He replied in the negative, they've passed away. He asked him, do you have an elder brother? He replied in the affirmative. Hilal Rahma said, keep fearing Allah in this matter, behave well towards your elder brother, and refrain from breaking off relations. After your father is your elder brother that holds that respect and that honor. So likewise, the elder brother has that duty and that role. If you look in general, and you see where the elder brother is doing good, he will lead the younger ones and they will follow with him in doing good. If the elder brother, for example, he's somebody that's practicing, he goes to the masjid, his younger brother is most likely to tag along as well. Hmm. If the elder is going towards wrong, towards smoking, drugs, you notice that the younger one's doing the same thing. Why? There's a very important connection. He's looking up to you. If the elder one, he goes towards university, college, the younger one follow. You think, elder brother's done it, it's easier for me. He's made it easier. And if the younger one is, if the elder one is doing many wrong things, the younger will use it as an excuse that dad, he's doing it. So you are the role model if you're the older brother.
Definitely.
You are the role model in the house. You are the individual that your other siblings are looking up to you. And if the elder one's good, you see generally the rest of the brothers and sisters, they'll also be good. Good mannerisms, polite, caring. So it's this bond that will keep you together that I was mentioned. The older brother's role and the older brother's duty is mentioned. The Prophet ﷺ said to Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, respect the elders. Show mercy to the youngers, and I will come with, and we will come like this on the day of judgment. And the Prophet ﷺ put his blessed fingers together. So your older brother, he deserves that respect. If you haven't gone to see him, he's older, go see him. When your parents don't come to see you, you need to go see your parents. Your older brother is somebody that he looked out for you. And the older brother is usually the one who will try to protect his younger siblings from mistakes that he may have made. And same for the sister. She will have maybe made mistakes, but she will then care and love about her siblings so much that she will try to make sure that my younger sisters, they don't make that mistake. Brother will think for his brother, they won't make that mistake. Whether it be in anything, marriage, business, education, anything that they've done and they've made a mistake in it, and they've done something wrong, they'll protect the rest of their siblings. That's brother and sister for you. They're there like, it's without any, any worldly benefit. They think, you know, I'm going to get some benefit. They're there for you day and night. They're going to be the first people. When you're ill, they're going to be the first ones there. Mm-hmm. When you need something, they'll be the first ones there. That's that love they have for you. But like is mentioned by Shahid Bhai already, too many families we are seeing. The brothers, they don't want to sit around the table with each other. They don't want to speak to each other. And then you see one village, six brothers, all six not speaking to each other. Seven brothers, all seven not speaking to each other. Why? It's because we have not understood this relationship. It's not something that is we can just forget about it because we're breaking off ties without any shari reason for trivial matters. So it's a matter that we should be very happy. Our brother's success is our success. Our family's success is our success. If your brother's doing well, it's good reputation for your family. It's not going to be something that they say that, look at him, he's doing really bad, and they're talking bad about your family because you're doing something wrong. So don't put your family into that situation, that people in the community think bad about your family and say bad about your parents because they see bad in you. But they're going to relate it back and link it back to your family. So if you don't want people to say nothing bad about your family, then in your communities and societies, do good. So people, when they see you and they see your parents, they say, mashallah, that's your son. That we saw your son very polite, very kind. We see him in the masjid. We're very happy to see him like that. And vice versa. When we see other people's children, especially our nephews and nieces, become successful, we should be happy for every single one of them.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, very beautiful Madani pearls from Iftikhar Bhai. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this all stems from a Islamic upbringing, an Islamic understanding. Because again, anything in life, when we want to give anything importance, we understand the reason why it's so important. We understand, you know, when it comes to relationships, especially when it comes to your connection with your family members, that a person will be questioned about this. And just like you mentioned, like we heard in the narration, that people are to be forgiven. Many people are to be forgiven. But there are certain types of people who won't be forgiven. And one of them are those who break our family ties. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is very difficult because a person may assume and think, okay, it's very easy to say, but you don't know my situation. You don't know my personal relationship. You don't know my background. A person may not have had, again, a father upbringing. So he had to take that role. He wasn't ready for that role. There's many, many different avenues a person can look at it. But we mention generally, and then we give this understanding from an Islamic point of view as well. Like, there's a few rights that the elder siblings must fulfill for the younger siblings. For example, the elder brother, as we were speaking about, and the elder sister. But generally, the elder brother, he is in place of the father. So if the father is to pass away, then the elder sibling, the elder brother, is to fill in that role. And it mentions this amongst the rights of the younger sibling upon the elder sibling, that it is the duty of the elder brother to bring up the younger siblings, when the parents have passed away, to teach them good manners. Now, a person must reflect on his own current condition. How do I speak to my mother, if my mother's still alive? How do I speak to my friends? How do I carry myself in society? And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we do look at this, then we will see, you know, what type of upbringing we're giving to our younger siblings. And the thing is, it's quite unique, you know, we come across many different types of brothers, many different types of families, and, you know, their stories. And many elder siblings, many elder brothers will definitely blame it upon their own upbringing. But the thing that I want to give a message to them is that, remember now, okay, something happened with you and it didn't work out. You had to learn the hard way. But now for your younger brothers, you need to be a good role model for them. That's still a duty upon you. And that's still something that we need to, you know, fill that role. Because again, if we do not become good role models for our younger siblings, they are going to look for those role models which we will not like. Those people in society, those people who are celebrities, or they have a different mindset from an Islamic mindset. If we do not want our younger siblings to go towards drugs, towards knife crime, and towards a bad life, then we must look at our state. Are we not doing the same thing? If we don't want our younger brother or younger sister to come home late, and then we ourselves are doing the same thing, 4 a.m., 3 a.m. we're coming back home. So then we have to reflect over our state. This is something which, it's like the father who is taking cigarettes and then he tells his son not to do so. Your siblings, your younger children are seeing one thing, but then, and you're telling them the complete opposite. So obviously they will only look at the apparent. They're going to judge you on the apparent. And then they're also going to be distanced from you. They're going to despise you because, you know, you're not truthful in your claim that you wish well for them. If you really wished well for your siblings, you would change your own state. You'd better your own self. Just like this, there's a few more rights is mentioned that for the elder brother, when, like, because the topic is the role of siblings in society, a role of an elder sibling is that he is to fulfill the living standards or the living needs of his younger siblings. And this is obviously when the father is not there. And even if the father is there, but he may be traveling, he may be out, it's the duty upon the elder brother. Alongside this, providing support in every type of difficulty. You know, your younger sibling is going through some difficulty, whether in school, whether Islamically, maybe in his studies. Now, it's a duty upon us to be, first of all, aware of this, and then to help and support them in the best possible way. So, alongside this, there's so many other rights. Just one more to mention, then inshallah, we'll move back to our muballighin. Is to treat them affectionately. So as an elder sibling, it's a right upon you, Islamically, that you are to show compassion, love for your younger siblings. Now, even if the parents are alive, it's still a duty. But what do we see? It's the elder sibling who's the one who's causing the trouble. He's the one who is saying, you know, I'm older, respect me. This is a very bad problem that has crept in our society, that, you know, the elder siblings are demanding respect, but they don't show compassion to the young. And this is again a huge problem, because what did the Prophet ﷺ say? That a Muslim is the one who respects his elders, and he also shows compassion to the young. We can't just take one side of the equation and think we're going to get that perfect result. So again, there's a lot of Madani pearls to mention. There's a lot of key roles for our elder siblings, and then the younger siblings, inshallah, we're going to come on later on in the program as well. But Shahid Bhai, again, this topic, it's quite unique, because nobody really speaks about brothers and sisters today, the, you know, the connection, and we're trying to highlight how important it is Islamically. And when even there's a saying, I believe in English, that, you know, when you say I'm your brother, then there's a saying, which brother are you? Are you Qabil or are you Habil to me? It's very important. Look, okay, they were both brothers, direct brothers, you know, actual blood brothers. But which brother are you to your siblings? That's the question that we must ask ourselves. The one who is compassionate, the one who said, I'm not going to raise my sword against you. I fear Allah and I'm not going to do this. But Qabil, enraged with anger, with jealousy, you know, with hatred for his younger brother. And again, this is something that we must be very much wary of. And again, throughout the program, we're going to understand this, but this is something that we need to try to learn. Because this is not something that, you know, it's not even intuitive today. Many of us, again, probably don't even consider this important. You know, I'm the elder brother, he should respect me, that's enough. But again, Shahid, how would you like to take this further?
Bilal, as you say, that the older brother putting his authority, Chief, that I'm older than you, respect me, and that's a final. Imposing such authority on a younger, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. If we look at two or three generations before us, we would see that the love between the siblings was so much that they actually cared for each other. Mm-hmm. It was not that it was over any materialistic gain, but actually they had love and affection for one another. They cared for each other. Living in different countries, they still had the love for one another. They still used to write letters to one another because there were no phones, you know, 3-4 decades ago, mm-hmm. Like we have now. They used to write letters to each other in different countries. No money, different countries, Bilal, but even if you're living in the same country but different city. In those times, people used to go to the local phone box maybe once a week or once in a fortnight and phone their siblings to ask how they are and, you know, when can they meet up again because of the distance. Back in the days, there wasn't much transport and everything. But Bilal, nowadays, you have people in the house, siblings together, you have 2 to 3 mobile phones, each person probably has 2 phone phones, but they don't have the time to phone each other. They probably live on the same street, if not the same house, but they won't go into the same room and talk to each other. Why? Because nowadays, a lot of things are based on conditions and materialistic things. Mm. And when you put materialistic things, Bilal bhai, this actually causes a problem between the siblings. As if the Harbhai mentioned it, you know, the older brothers are like a role model of a father. And we should have the healthy relationship with our older siblings, brother or sister, have the healthy relationship so that we can easily talk to them. Any problems we have, we should be able to talk to them and have their guidance. Okay? Likewise, if the older brother has any problem, he should be able to talk to the younger ones in confidence that I've had this problem. What are your views on it? Let's sit and talk about a particular matter and how can we resolve a particular issue, whether it's within the family or not. But unfortunately, these things don't happen. But blah, blah, if we look at the majority of the issues, what do they arise over? They arise over materialistic things. And as brothers and sisters, we try to grab everything for ourselves and not give anything to our siblings. We want everything for ourselves. Whether it's wealth, whether it's whatever it is, we want it for ourselves, but not our siblings. And we try to keep things away from our siblings. Instead of sharing with them, even as elder brothers and sisters, rather than sharing with them, we hide it away that, hope he doesn't ask me part of what I have.
Yeah.
The Quran teaches us that we should respect our siblings, and it teaches us the aspect of life, how to treat our parents, how to treat our children, how to treat our relatives, how to treat our siblings. But we tend to follow our culture and status in our communities rather than following the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another problem that causes between siblings, Bilabai, is when we have our children's marriages. All of them may say, well, you're getting your son married, you never asked me that, you know, should I get my son married from a particular family? Or what do you think about this family? Should I obtain my advice as well? When these problems start getting, that causes friction. If somebody is getting their child married, don't hold that against them. Be happy for them. Treat your nephews, nieces, just the way you treat your own children. Because what goes around, comes around. But Rabbi, just to mention an interesting case, not long ago, I would say very, very recently, I was called out to represent somebody. And it was between the two brothers. They have a family business, had a bit of a dispute, and had a falling out, threats made to one another. Okay, as family, you out of anger, you probably do things. One calls the police, my brother threatened to kill me. And the guy was locked up for most of the time for the simpler threat. Now, you can imagine that when something like that happens, what chance is there for you to have that bond with your brother again? Because it's going to be very hard for you to trust your brother again. It's going to be very hard for you to interact with your brother. You're working the same family business. You're living on the same street. But yet, by taking such action due to anger, you have caused such a friction, such a problem, that it's difficult for you to communicate with one another. Therefore, before we do anything, we should think twice. That what effect is it going to have upon me? What effect is it going to have upon my brother, all my sisters, all the parents? And what gain am I going to get from this? If there's no gain, or even if there is gain, how long is that gain going to last? Is that financial gain more important than your relationship with your brother or your sister? Mm. Obviously it's not. But nowadays, as mentioned, materialistic things take more priority than the actual relationship. And we need to prioritize what is more important to us. Because when we leave this world, our materialistic things are not going to go with us. Our wealth, our cars, our bank balance, nothing to go with us. What is going to help us is our siblings who will do dua for us. Mm. And therefore, we need to maintain that relationship with our siblings so that even when we leave this world, at least they are there to do dua for us.
Jee.
At least they are there to look after us. If I have any problem, who am I going to speak to in my family? There are certain things that you may not be able to speak to your sisters. There are certain things you may not be able to speak to your mother of your children or even your parents. But the relationship between brothers is that brothers are able to speak to one another. Sisters will speak to their sisters rather than because they may have certain issues they don't want to speak to the brothers. Because sometimes brothers get temperamental and they may take such an action which may cause further problems. So they'll speak to the sisters within the house. So therefore, we need to maintain that relationship so that we do not regret at a later stage.
See.
And unfortunately, in this day and age, people don't think about the consequences. People don't think about what effect it's going to have, not only on the two siblings who are in dispute, but the rest of the family as well.
Yeah.
There may be three other siblings. What effect is having upon them? They may be young, but them looking at you as to what you're doing, their behavior is going to be different to you as well, whether it's older or younger. If they think that you are being out of context, your behavior is out of context with the other one, and you're imposing your orders or your rules upon the younger one for no apparent reason, the younger ones are going to despise you as well. Mm. And say, well, he's imposing things, he's ordering us what to do when we've not done anything wrong. Therefore, it's going to be very careful. Beloved, many older brothers in this day and age, we see that a lot of them, if they are into the drug industry in dealing with any kind of crime, what do they do is they'll get the young ones involved as well. Hmm. And I've seen it happen because of the profession I'm in, beloved. They get the young ones involved as well, and let's make quick money in things. And that's what they think about. Don't worry about what happens. I'll take the rap for you. Mm-hmm. When time comes, nobody takes the rap for you. Doesn't matter if it's your brother. Doesn't matter if it's your best friend who you've grown up with. Every man for themselves. Mm-hmm. So if your older brother is doing something wrong and he's telling you to come and do this along with me, be very careful as to what you do. Okay. If he's advising you on something good, take that on board and do that. He's going to the masjid, reading the Quran, attending the weekly ijtimas. Go, sit down, seek knowledge. But if you know your brother's on the wrong path, as a younger brother, it is our duty to advise the older one as well. Brother, I think you're doing something wrong here. You should refrain yourself from doing this and not get involved in that kind of circle. But instead of that, unfortunately, they get lumbered into it.
Allahu Akbar. It's definitely a sensitive topic, and it's something that both sides, the elder siblings and the younger siblings, need to humble themselves. Because as you mentioned, today our relationships with our siblings are truly, most of the time, we can't say all of the time, but majority of the time, they're based on a materialistic stance. That when I need my brother to do something, I'll phone him up. And then the phone call is just regarding, you know, that particular need that you have. And then that's no longer that love and that connection. And the best way we can analyze this is our grandparents and the brotherhood that they have with each other. It's truly those families who kept that traditional Islamic understanding between their family, between their children, the grandparents with their children, then the fathers with their children. Now, when you keep this Islamic, this traditional Islamic understanding of respecting the elder, the elder also showing compassion to the young, not just dismissing him when he has something to say. And this is what it is. Islam has the answer to everything. And just when Shahida was mentioning, there's a verse of the Holy Quran that Allah commands us, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa, wa la ta'awanu alal ithmi wal udwan. That you help each other in good and in righteousness, and you don't help each other in sin and in the disobedience of Allah. And if you just take this one principle, then no matter which relationship you may be in, if you have this principle in your mind, you will understand right from wrong. So again, it comes back to Islamic understanding, the views of Madani Channel. And again, when we discuss the topic of siblings, it's something that both parties must understand, that, you know, I can improve in this, I can better myself in this. But the problem is, we see that, you know, a person is, he's firm on his position because he's the elder, you know, or because he has more experience, he doesn't want to move. Whereas even in society, those families who are successful are those whose their sibling, the connection with their brothers and sisters is strong. And this is what it is, that brothers pool the wealth in together, they support each other, and then their businesses flourish as well. And this is not something crazy, this is something which is people are benefiting from, people have been doing this. But as Muslims as a whole, we have moved away from this Islamic teaching. And we'll move to Iftikhar Bhai. Iftikhar Bhai, again, this particular topic on the siblings, what more points can you particularly add for the views of Mandi, inshallah, and for ourselves that we can act upon?
MashaAllah, I think you brothers have added, MashaAllah, quite a lot of beautiful points. Just one that before I move on to the one I was going to mention is that going back to how to make the family and the brothers and sisters have love for each other, remember it's going to start from a young age. Yeah. It's not going to click into action when they're 20, 25 years old and now they love each other, they're going to die for each other. It's not going to be the case. So normally parents don't do this, but they might do it, but it has an effect on the rest of the relationship with their children and the siblings between each other. Normally when they're younger, they might favor one more than another. And they sometimes say it verbally as well. Mm. You know, my middle son, I love him more. You know, my youngest daughter, I love her the most. And they sit next to them quite often. The others, it has a massive effect on them. They might not say it, but many children, because working in this field, you know and you realize that it has a huge effect on them. Maybe because due to their ability, they like the other one. Due to their looks, they like the other one. Due to that child doing well in school, they like. They promote him and they say, well, look at him. Then they compare. Now, when you're going to compare, you're going to destroy and create that hatred between those two brothers or sisters or any of them in the family. And if one's doing well and you say, look at him, he's doing fantastic, and the other one hasn't got the ability to do as well academically, you're going to put him down and naturally he's going to feel adrift already. He's going to have hatred for his brother. So his success, now he doesn't look at success. He's going to look at his success as something that he wants his brother to fail. That, look, I failed my spelling test every week. Let him fail once or again sometimes. And this has happened many a time, that you want to bring your brother or your sister down a little bit. Why? So you can be on a little bit of the same level. So the request to parents is, be very mindful of what you are saying to your children. Treat them all equally. What you buy for one, try to buy for the other. If you remember that famous waqia of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, when they both had some work and they went to show. which one's better? They were sent and they were sent until Jibreel Islam came and the apple was split and he went on to both of them to say, equally both of your work is good. Sure. So when they both come to you, they're going to have this natural competition when they are younger. Do I look better? Does he look better? Does Shai look better? Do I look better? Whose laptop's better? Dad, is this better? Now you can't really pick or choose one. If you do, the other one's heart's going to be broken. Mm. And when his heart's broken, it's very difficult then to make it easy. So from that aspect, if you want them to grow up loving each other, then treat all of them equally. If you treat all of them equally, give them time, whether it's the... Sometimes we tend to give more time if it's a boy in the family. We think he's going to be the earner, he's going to give, he's going to be successful. And the daughters, we don't give them. We don't give them that time that they should deserve. It's mentioned regarding the women, especially the greatest well-wisher of women. The Prophet ﷺ has stated, the one who has three daughters, or three sisters, or two daughters, or two sisters, and he treats them well and keeps fearing Allah Almighty, regarding them will enter Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So if you've got sisters, you should be very, very happy. Give them time, go to see them, sit with them, take them gifts. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah, alayhi rahma, married a widow, and only for looking after his sisters, for no other reason.
Allah.
He could have married anybody else. But he married a widow. And people said, why do you marry a widow for? He said, I have lots of sisters. And I married a widow so she can help look after them.
Allah.
She could braid their hair, she can comb their hair, she can be there for them, and she give them good tarbiyat. Just for his sisters, he married a widow. There's mention regarding the Prophet ﷺ, that his Rizai sister, his milk sister, Sayyidina Shima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the daughter of Hazrat Mai Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha. And how he would treat her. It's mentioned once when they became captured and they were arrested, she mentioned that, do you know who I am? I'm the sister of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To affirm this, the Muslims, they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon seeing her, he started to cry. And he put his blessed Chadr Mubarak on the floor and said, sit. He gave her gifts. He gave her many camels. He gave her clothing. He gave her things to take away to her home. And he said that, do you want to stay or do you want to go back to your house? And the way he treated everybody was amazed. So when our sisters come, how we should treat them, how we should be happy to see them. And when they come to our house, brothers or sisters, take time out to go to theirs, come to your house, and this love will grow. And when you don't see each other, just think to yourself, he must be occupied. May Allah make it easy for him. He might be doing something. He hasn't been for a week, hasn't been for 2 weeks. This drift will naturally happen. So the brothers and the sisters, their love for each other, alhamdulillah, we learn from the life of the Prophet ﷺ, how he had love for his milk sister and how he would treat her. So if we want to learn from the life of the Prophet ﷺ and see how the Sahaba had love for each other, how they had love, and our children, our nephews and nieces, don't put competition between them. Let them grow up loving their uncle, their aunties. And if we think how we would love our uncles, our aunties, they'll give us gifts. Give them gifts. Give them presents. Take them to gatherings, and this love you see between the brothers and the sisters, it will increase, inshallah. If we take in our son onto a Madani kafila, take your nephew with you. How they appreciate it, how you care for them. If you go see them, take them a small gift, and this gift, given gift, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, increases love between each other. So when you do go see, it has to be expensive. Even it's mentioned that you can take a stone coming back from a journey for your family to give a stone. Take a stone as just to emphasize the importance of a gift. So any gift, fruit, anything that you take for them, it will show that they appreciate. And this tradition, if in many households, is still there today, that they won't go empty-handed to each other, brothers and sisters' houses. They'll take a gift, whether it's fruit or whether it's something else, to show that how valuable they like that time is for them. So between the brothers and sisters, and you mentioned, how can we increase if we haven't got that love? Sometimes it's not naturally there. So what to do is look at those examples of families that do have that love. And look at them, how they love each other and how they spend time and they're there for each other. And try to copy, take the good from there. And if there's any stubbornness in us, then that stubbornness will never let you go forward. You have to break that barrier and be the first to reconcile, be the first to go. Once Hazrat Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they fell out with each other. A slight disagreement. One wouldn't go to the other. When the companion went and he said, why don't you go first? He said, if I reconcile, I've heard that the one that goes first, he goes to Jannah. Allah. And I want my brother to come first to me because I want him to go first. And when the other heard this, they straight away went and they started to speak to each other again. So send messages, send good comments, talk good about each other, promote each other's success, and inshallah your family, the bonding will inshallah azawajal be better in the families.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Devi's a Madani channel. Very beautiful topic today, and we've learned some, many Madani pearls. And just a few points regarding the relationship between the siblings. Is this relationship, again, it does start from a young age from the parents. As Iftikhar Bhai mentioned, the way the parents treat each of the siblings is very, very important, because you don't want to instill any hatred between them by preferring one over the other. So as mentioned in the Islamic manners, that if the father does leave the home and he comes back, then he should equally give gifts to his children. And rather, it's been mentioned that he should prefer his daughter first.
Subhanallah.
If he comes home first and he has something to give, he should give his daughter first and then give his son. And this is because the softness of the heart of the daughter. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, if we begin to act upon these Madani pearls, inshallah, we're going to see a huge change within our lives. We're going to, you know, in this difficult time that we're living, society, we're having a lot of problems, whether financially, the last thing we want as family members and as Muslims is to have disruption within our homes. We shouldn't want and we shouldn't be having domestic issues. So this is something where everybody, all Muslims, should be looking at these particular topics and these particular relationships in a positive way, trying to improve them in the best possible way. And inshallah, when you do this, you're going to find that the relationship between each other is going to improve. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, there are many Madani pearls we can further mention. But just carrying this program forward, inshallah, I would like to take a few of our packages, inshallah. Then we will have our further segments, kalam, and inshallah, the final Madani pearls as well. Please let's take the package.
It is important for us to balance our work and social life. Budget, how we budget our finances. Budget your time as well. So our time management needs to be balanced in such a way that we don't deprive our families, our children, whilst working long hours. We don't give enough time to work, but we are out and about enjoying our life. The balance is required, because Islam is the middle path, the path of moderation. Not too much, not too little, the middle path. And for those out there who the mother and the father, they are both working, maybe to meet a certain standard of living and employ a nanny or an individual at home to babysit their children, those nannies may become the new mothers and fathers of those children. Those nannies and babysitters may become closer in relationship to your own children than yourself, because they are the ones who are there to feed them, to clothe them, to advise them, to listen to them. Because you and I, we are not doing our duty and giving sufficient quality time with our children. Something to think about. Let us act now. Let us not miss these milestones and golden moments of the lives of our children, but do this whilst training them in Islamic values, in an Islamic ethos as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, do you know that the greatest and noblest Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal is pure and does not accept anything except for the pure thing. And Allah azza wa jal has given Muslims the same commandment as was given to Rusul. That commandment is, O messengers, eat pure things and perform good deeds. I am aware of your actions. So dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen another saying of the Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, to the believers. All believers eat the good things that we have provided. So dear viewers, the Arabic word tayyibat, it means pure things, referred to halal things. And the word saliha, it means good deeds, mean acting upon the commandments of Sharia steadfastly. Dear viewers, as far as obedience to Allah Almighty is concerned, halal sustenance is fundamentally important for it. The most significant factor in piety and divine fear is to refrain from disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. And earning haram sustenance is one of the most terrible and despicable acts of disobedience. And dear viewers, regrettably, people have become quite careless about halal and haram sustenance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, we are coming near to the end of our program, mashallah. And today's topic is very beautiful. And there are many different kalams as well from our pious predecessors, even just regarding the our siblings. That one similitude was given with brothers, that they are like arms in the human body, they're means of support for one another. Now we need to reflect on our state. Are we a means of support for our fellow brother? Remember, in those actions which are good, and then for our sisters to also support them, to help them and to protect them. And this is something, again, Islamic teaching. And alhamdulillah, Islam gives us so many different understandings when it comes to people. And there's different types of people, different relationships we have. And there's a point which I wanted to delve into, where now we're discussing the younger siblings, and in particular, the rights that are upon them that they have to fulfill for their elder siblings. So, for example, to give your elder siblings respect and honor according to their status, to give them the status of the parents in the absence of one's parents. Otherwise, consider them as their guardian and guide, subhanallah. And to try and obey their permissible demands as far as possible. Now, this is for the younger siblings, that we must try to respect our elder siblings, we must look after them, we must help them when they need help as well. And to apologize to them for our mistakes. So at times we may make mistakes. So it's mostly correct for the younger sibling, if he has made a mistake, to apologize to the elder sibling as well. And a very important one, to try your utmost to abstain from upsetting your elder siblings as well. And remember, when both groups are following in this way and they are acting upon these teachings of Islam, then inshallah we're going to find a loving household, we're going to find a peaceful household. Everybody is doing what they're supposed to, everybody is, you know, maintaining those ties. And as Shahida mentioned right in the beginning about the relationship between brothers and sisters, and then the relationship of, you know, outside people like friends in school, etc., the relationship is completely different. That connection that a person has with his brother, when from the beginning they are means of support for each other, it's something that no friend can ever bring. Because as you mentioned, people have their limits. People have their, you know, there's that particular stage in their life where they can no longer help you. But it's your true family members, again, who have the knowledge of the deen, who are acting upon what they know. They are those people who you feel like I can help, I can trust them in all of my affairs. And it's such a trust which us as elder siblings and younger siblings, we must try to protect and preserve as well, not try to break this trust. So, final Madani pearls from our honorable speakers regarding this particular topic.
Rabbi, there are some siblings who would go out of the way to help one another out. And these are those siblings which have a very tight family relationship with one another. And if we look at it, those who have this kind of relationship with one another, those are the successful families in this aspect, because they know what respect is for the older sibling, they know what the respect is of the younger sibling is. So everyone will actually respect one another. People will often try to cause a friction between one sibling and another sibling. But what we need to try to understand is, do not let anybody come in between you and your siblings. Because once anybody comes in between you and your siblings, they're going to try to destroy that love and that relationship which you have between. You have to be strong for one another. Just like a human body has various limbs and it forms a body. likewise, the siblings, the unity of siblings should be such that he remains strong as well. When we talk about others coming in between or anything of such, beloved, people will normally get jealous that why are these brothers together in success in business or whatever they're doing? Gee. Why are they success? And that jealousy often will hit people and they will try to cause a friction between the brothers and sisters.
Gee.
What we also have to understand as well that if we have achieved something in success as brothers and sisters, and if there's any misunderstanding between one another, let's not take the other's right in some aspect, what they're entitled to. Give it to your sisters. Sisters are that relationship that they're only with you for a short period, only for a temporary period.
Allah.
Soon they'll grow older, soon they'll get married, they'll move on to their own houses. And therefore, we need to have that respect for our sisters. Mm. We need to treat them with love and care. They're only with us for a short period. Yes, you still have that brother-sister relationship, but when you're living together, and that love and that relationship you have with one another, once they're married, you may not have that anymore, because they will then be busy with their own in-laws and the family, husband, and their own children. Same. Therefore, it's important that you maintain that relationship with your sisters, have that love with your sisters and your brothers, and give to your sisters.
Mashallah.
Giving to your sisters, you're not losing anything. As a matter of fact, you're gaining.
Yeah.
In the long term, you're gaining. Give them, keep them happy in every aspect, and never take anything from them which they are entitled to.
Very beautiful point. And Shahid Bhai, regarding this particular discussion about the rights that our sisters have over us, especially the monetary rights, there was a famous account just mentioning that there was a person who was a really, you know, he was known for his worship. 50, 60 years, you know, he would perform worship and he would perform Hajj every single year. But when he passed away, when somebody saw him in the dream, they didn't see him in a good state. And then he asked, they said that you were an extremely pious person. You did this and this good action. What actually happened to you? And he said that I had one sister who had nobody to care for her. And I didn't fulfill that right. I left her. She may have been physically disabled or she may have had some other issue. And I just left her. And because of her being upset with me and the dua of the mazloom, the one who is oppressed, is very powerful. That the ulama even mention that even if a non-Muslim that's oppressed does a dua, the dua is accepted in the court of Allah. This is how, and again, the sister, she was oppressed. Her rights were not fulfilled by her brother, who had the ability to help her. He just continued with his life. And then he was held accountable. And he said in the dream to the person, his friend who saw him, he said that, please go to my sister and tell her to forgive me. And then when he went to the sister and he mentioned this entire incident, she began to cry. And then she replied and she said that it's quite difficult to just let this go now. I have so much other, you know, problems because of this. And then he mentioned that I will, you know, provide monetary support to you, that friend of the brother. And then he did so. Then she became happy because now she was able to stand on her two feet and live her life. And then she forgave her brother.
Beloved, just on that topic, on the last few words, this is that unfortunately nowadays, when our brother or sister is entitled to something on in any aspect, and we take it away from them, and in order to for them to gain that right what they're entitled to, people tend to go through court proceedings, and they spend enormous amount of money on legal fees just to, you know, defend what they shouldn't have anyway. Mm-hmm. And in the main aspect, if they gave that in the first place, you wouldn't have to fork out all that legal expenses. But the mentality of people is completely different.
Gee.
They think they're going to have this and they're going to have it forever, not realizing their soul can be captured any time. What good is that to them?
Allah.
They'll be in a heap of soil. Those who left that, they're under a heap of soil. They don't take anything with them. And neither are we or anybody else going to take anything with us. Therefore, give to our brothers and sisters what they're entitled to.
Definitely, and you know, this is a discussion and point that we can go further in, but due to lack of time, we'll have to bring it short. But this, unfortunately, is only the action of irreligious people.
Absolutely.
People who are away from the deen and don't have any fear regarding Allah and being held accountable. You know, they will fight people over properties, over land, and you know, go to such lengths where, you know, you can't even bring it to your mouth, but they've been taking place in society today. And as Muslims, we must fear Allah. We must fear Allah regarding this, the actions that we are doing to our own family members, just for a bit of wealth, just for the property, ma'adallah. May Allah protect us from such a thing. And sorry, we'll go to Iftikhar bhai for the final Madri Pearl as well.
Ji, regarding the situation, regarding these situations that we talked about, a couple of last things I'd just like to mention is that, first of all, regarding the brothers and our family, we've talked about many things that we can help, give them time, gifts, etc. But the, one of the biggest things that we can do is give them da'wah and bring them closer to the religion. Normally what we do is when we do go out and give other people in the form of the public, we do invite them and say, brother, come to Ijtama, brother, come to Kafila. But our own family, we sometimes we oversee or we don't put that emphasis on them. But here the advice that I'll give is that, remember, they've known you since a child.
SubhanAllah.
They've known you since you were younger. Okay, you might have changed when you're a little bit older, and 15, 16, maybe 25, 30, started to practice. Now the way you give, you have to use hikmat. You have to have understanding, wisdom, the way that you approach and the way you see things.
Yeah.
And the way you change, maybe it won't be in a day or a night, that will happen with them as well. So when you go, it's very, very important the way you speak, the way you talk, and the way you present yourself, so they can see that this is a very different person to how we knew our brother before, how we knew our sister before. I remember one Madani Pool that was mentioned is that, yes, a son can be educated. We all want our children to be successful in the academic side, become BA honours, graduates, etc. But somebody said, you know, the father, he would always be hesitant around an educated son.
Aye.
Because he might say something out of place and the son scold him. Father, don't you know that my lawyer friends are here? Don't you know Muslim? But yet the one that's from the religious side, he'll be scared to say something in front of the father in case I offend the father. Yeah. So, but yes, educate them, but don't deprive them of Islamic knowledge and the Islamic upbringing. And the last thing that I'd like to mention is, yes, you may be upset with your brother and your sister. You might be thinking, they've done lots of wrong with me. They've done things with me, I can't forgive them. And you're holding this grudge against them. But that's why we should read the Quran again and again, and read the account of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. How his brothers, they threw him in the well, they sold him. They sent him away from the father to a different country. He was treated, he was beaten up badly. And yet when he saw them and they needed something, what did he do? He forgave them. He said, I forgive you what you've done to me. So we should, at any opportunity, forgive them and not hold this grudge or think that they've done this, or nor should we then start bringing the favors back that we might have done for them. And say, remember, I did this for you when you were younger. I used to pick you up from school. Don't you remember? I paid for your education. I've done this. Now, this will also make them feel like you've done it for something else. So don't bring the favors back.
Say.
And nor should we hold the grudges either.
Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. The Views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, I feel like today's program is very beneficial for myself and hopefully for all of the viewers of Madani Channel. And one of the best ways of being a positive influence on family members is when you also change your ways, when we are becoming more practicing. And one of the most beautiful things which I forgot to mention is narmi, gentleness. In our approach to resolving situations, be gentle with people, especially with our family members. Like Iftikhar bhai mentioned, because our family members know us since our childhood, we've been grown up with them. So when we deal with them, then we must show gentleness, kindness, not be rude and not have a snappy attitude and remarks to them. Because this is not going to improve anything, but rather being kind, being gentle, using wisdom, looking at the right time, using the correct words, the correct tone, inshallah. When a person studies about these things, then he can make a positive influence in his household. Our time for the program is up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for staying tuned in our program. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to try and remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.